talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. I said during the first hour, I'm looking forward to interviewing an expert this hour in redistricting and gerrymandering, Professor Matt Petering of UWM. He's a great mathematician, a great industrial engineer, an expert on this, and he has developed an algorithm, which he is revealing on this show. I mean, he's revealed it before to others, but this algorithm does a better job in achieving compact, fair, and Voting Act compliant maps than even the Evers Commission. The Evers Commission is infinitely better than the gerrymandered corrupt Republican maps, which passed the gerrymandered Senate and Assembly and are going to Evers so he can veto them. And Evers has come up some alternate maps that are certainly better than the gerrymandered maps, but they're not all that terrific, quite frankly. And this is going to go to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court was likely to appoint what's called a special master or a referee or an expert who will come up with maps, then submit them to the court for approval. Whoever does that should really contact Professor Petering and look at his algorithm. And he will explain it very shortly in this hour. If you have any interest at all in gerrymandering, redistricting, reapportionment, whatever you want to call it, it's the ball game for the next 10 years. If those corrupt Republican maps get in again for 10 years, you're going to have another 10 years of the Walker, Clayfish, Voss, LeMahieu types, Fitzgerald, all these same kinds of people, not representatives of the state. And there are a lot of issues to take into account. Obviously, fairness, but also things like the Voting Rights Act, which requires attention being paid to minority districts and so forth. And any map can be subject to attack, but Professor Petering's maps, as he's described them to me in his algorithm, are more compliant, more compact, and more fair than any of the other maps. So if you have any interest in this or know people who are interested in it or on the commission or legislators, get this information to them. They must contact Professor Petering, and we will be giving his contact info on the air. Well, the front running, I suppose I'd call her that, Rebecca Clayfish, front running candidate for the Republican nomination for governor, Lady Foxconn, the Duchess of Foxconn Abbey. She's carrying all the old Walker issues and baggage into this race. For some reason, she's doubling down on Foxconn. I mean, if you have a pair of eyes and can read a newspaper or even listen to a radio show, do you realize we've been hoodwinked? Do you realize we've been hoodwinked? We put in almost $1 billion in site preparation. Mount Pleasant, Racine have gone on the hook. They can't pay it. So the provision then is the state steps in. You know who the state is? You're the state, and so's Luke, and so am I, and I don't want to step in. I do not want to step in. This thing was a scam right from the start, and the Duchess of Foxconn Abbey, Lady Foxconn herself, Rebecca Clayfish, doubling down on that, doubling down that she doesn't want any federal Medicaid money, no train money. She's nothing more than Walker Light, and Walker already was very light, so she's Walker on helium is what she is. I'm amazed that somebody doesn't get into this thing against her. Trump realized that, as bad as he is, he supported Sean Duffy. Sean Duffy lives in New Jersey. You know, I know people in New Jersey, a lot of friends in New Jersey. I don't necessarily need them to be running for governor in Wisconsin, okay? So there you have it. And then you had another guy who, there's some sort of incident up in Minnesota that came to light, and they must have somebody in the Republican Party who isn't bat feathers crazy, okay, and understands that Foxconn was a bad idea and won't cheat the taxpayer. You know, this is a low bar. Is there a guy who come forward and say, I won't cheat the taxpayers and I won't attack our democracy? You know, if he even said that, he'd go right to the top of the polls. It's pathetic, absolutely pathetic. Well, here's what Lady Foxconn has come out with. Unbelievable, unbelievable. She brought a lawsuit against five of the six election commissioners after Robin Voss said that they should be charged with felonies because they mailed absentee ballots. They authorized the mailing of absentee ballots in old age homes and assisted living facilities at the height of COVID when those homes were barred from visitors. So even the spouses of dying people couldn't get in there. And they said, we're not letting you send in state poll workers to physically hand them the ballots. So mail them. And 6-0, 3 Democrats, 3 Republicans, the Wisconsin Election Commission said, fine. On those facts, Robin Voss said 5 of them should be charged with felonies. And the Racine County Sheriff, Christopher Schmeling, said that as well. Now, first of all, to this sheriff, hey, sheriff, law enforcement is subject to civilian control in this country. This isn't Asia. This isn't Russia. In this country, law enforcement doesn't control civilians. We don't want to hear from you. You enforce the law and do what the hell you're told, okay? That's number one. Number two, Robin Voss, you sucked up to Trump. You've attacked our democracy. You do it obliquely, very sneaky, extremely sneaky. So his statement was they should probably be charged. What the hell is that? Because they sent mail-in ballots to old age homes? Those people could not be visited by state agents to hand them the ballots. And the Wisconsin Election Commission has the authority delegated by the legislature to take care of that problem. They said, well, we send other people ballots by mail. I've gotten absentee ballots. I get them by mail. I don't have a guy, bald guy in a raincoat, show up with a gun and go, here's your ballot. So, okay, they mail them in, 6 of them. Now, why are only 5 being sued by Clayfish? And why does Voss say only 5 should be prosecuted, and Schmeling says only 5 should be prosecuted, even though there were 6 of them who are unanimous? The one that the Republicans don't want prosecuted is one of the 3 Republicans. Remember, there are 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats. But one of the Republicans is full frontal fellow traveler running dog Trump. And he actually signed on as a fake fraudulent Trump elector, even though Trump lost. Remember, they met in the Capitol and elected 10 electors and fraudulently sent off the certification. They should have been prosecuted for that. That is a fault. They sent in a false official document. Well, they're saying, well, he's a compliant, good Trump running dog, so we won't go after him, even though he voted like everyone else. And Clayfish is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court directly. Now, I'm hoping that Brian Hagedorn does the right thing. He's the swing vote. And they send this back to the normal judicial process and don't take it directly. But Clayfish is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to declare that the guidance from the Election Commission is and was illegal. Anything they said about ballot drop boxes is illegal. Anything they say about nursing home poll workers when they're barred by COVID sending mail ballots is illegal, and a few other things. And she wants that said by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And she echoes Voss and Schmeling saying that these people are felons for exercising the authority delegated to them by the legislature. Now, there's so many things fraudulent and wrong about that. So many that smell of Belarus, Russia, China, North Korea. It's hard to know where to start. But I'll tell you where I'm going to start. And that is that you could say a federal court should come in and stop this, but federal courts have a doctrine that if there's a state prosecution, they don't stop it from being filed, but they look at it later. I'm going to quick go to the lines for a minute. Mark from the SAC, we're going to be doing an interview right after the break. So give me your thoughts right now, and then I'll respond to them when I can, Mark. What's up?
Yeah, it's ironic that they only want five of them charged when the sixth guy who was on their fake electors slate and has been sucking up to Trump since, you know, they don't want him charged, but the other five charged, including the two Republicans. I mean, if the legislature would have wanted to do something about this, they should have stepped in last year rather than sitting on their asses for 9 months last year, you know, collecting their pay, probably coming in and sitting in the office and collecting per diems the whole time. But they didn't sit in session at all last year to take any action when COVID hit. I mean, that the biblical and curses of Greek mythology aren't bad enough for these guys. I mean, each and
no,
every
you're right
one
on
of
the
them.
Money. I mean, why are they going after the two Republicans? Because they did the right thing. The legislature gave them this power. The legislature gives them the power. They don't take it away by a felony conviction. They just pass legislation, which Evers will veto. Mark, excellent comments. Thanks for calling. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. When we get back, we're going to talk about redistricting. Back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.